All right, welcome to episode 402 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing a topic titled First Line. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for good health. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for a new month. We come before you to ask for your mercies and forgiveness of sin. We pray that you cleanse and purify us of all iniquity. And as we study your word this morning, Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth and Spirit of life, we yield ourselves to you. Please come and speak to us. Come and minister life to us. And give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So, text today is going to be taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. I'm going to read from the King James Version. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I'm going to read it again. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So the thing is, I think many of us know what first line is, right? People that work in medicine, you know what first line is. Like for example, if a person has Wegener's, we call it granulomatosis with polyangiitis, and we know to give them steroids and cyclophosphamide, that's where you start, right? It's first line. You don't go off on some wild goose TNF inhibitor chase to start off treating that patient. So the same thing applies to our lives, right? What's first line for you when you face chaos, when you face trouble? I feel like many people, they go after the wrong thing as first line, and then they're kind of wondering why the outcomes are not good, right? I'm going to tell you this right now. What is the first line thing you should do that the Bible prescribes for us from this reading? It's to go to God. Literally, go to God, right? Because the first thing many of us want to do is to get anxious, try to solve the problems on our own, go on Google for a solution, call up a friend for an answer and things like that, or go to an AI app, right? But the thing is, these things should not be first line. You should go to God. Right? Again, the thing is, Jesus Christ left us the Holy Spirit to help us. He's our helper. So learn to go to God. That's one thing many people don't want to do these days. They don't want to go to God. I will encourage you, go to God first. Inquire of the Lord first. The thing is, when you go to God first, you're showing God that, hey, God, you matter to me. That's number one. And number two, God is the controller of the universe. He controls all things. The whole world is in his hands, right? He will give you insight. He will give you wisdom on what to do, right? And he can arrange circumstances in your favor, right? He will give you guidance, So I'll just encourage you this morning. If you're having a tough day, you're having a tough time, honestly, it's not even just a tough day or a tough time. God is the first person you should contact in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, speak to God first, right? Don't let your phone be your first line for the day. You just pick up your phone, start doom scrolling, checking your emails, checking your text messages. No, honestly, that's not a good way to start your day. Start it with God. Let God be your first line. The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight, right? Literally in all your ways. And also the Bible says in the book of Matthew, I believe 6 verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Make God your first line. Even if it's something that you feel like, oh, I can totally do on my own, ask God first. Like my wife, when she wants to cook, and do we always remember this? No, but it's like, hey, Divine, can you pray that God will help me as I cook? Or like when I start the day, like if I know that I'm doing some teaching or whatever, I pray, God help me, right? I pray, God help me. There's a review session I held yesterday, and I prayed, because sometimes people may be like, oh, wow, this material pretty well, so just roll out of your bed and teach this class or go over this concept. No. I pray. I ask for the Lord's help, right? Where do you think all this wisdom comes from? It's not from any talent that I have. It's from God, right? It's from God, you know? So I need to check in with God first. And sometimes you'll be amazed that when you check in with God, He gives you insights you didn't even consider. Or He actually restrains you and says, hey, this thing you're planning to do, let's go ahead and maybe go about it this other way. Or let's not go about it at all, right? But many people don't go to God, right? They don't consult the Lord. Like the Israelites, if you read the book of Joshua, they were deceived by, I believe, the Jebusites because they didn't consult God first. They just made an impulse decision, right? They just followed their heart. I really encourage you, don't follow your heart. Go to God first, right? The Bible talks about the heart. It says the heart of man is, you know, deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So why do you want to go to your heart for guidance? No, go to God. I'm telling you, folks, go to God. God will always give you the best guidance. That's the truth. He will do what? He will always give you the best guidance, right? And the thing is, look at what he says. He says, hey, but in everything, he didn't say only in tough times, because some people, they only remember God when times are tough. No. He said in everything, good times, bad times, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. By prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving, go to God. And don't just go requesting only. Also, you should have like thanksgiving, right? Thank God. Praise His name, right? Let your request be made known unto God. And then look at what comes from that. The peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Honestly, I've seen this play out in my life many times where I'm like super overwhelmed, super anxious, super worried, super depressed. And I just go to God and I come out of His presence and I just have peace. So I'll encourage you, let God be your first line, right? And first line applies not just to prayer or seeking God's face, but like consider God in everything you do. It's like, hey, okay, this is my will for this situation, but this is God's will for this situation. Let me put God's will first. That's making God first line, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll make your path straight. Put Him as first line. And you'll see that the quality of your decisions, the quality of your actions, your outcomes are going to be a way, way, way better, right? Because the Bible says His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. All right. So thank you for listening to me today. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. Your word is fruitful. Your word is wonderful. Your word is a seed. It's been sown in our hearts. So Lord, I pray that may a great harvest of righteousness come forth from obedience to Your word, from trusting in Your word, from honoring Your word. Give us the grace to put You as first line in every single thing that we do. Whether good times, tough times, hard times, bad times, whatever times, give us the grace to just put You first. We can't do this in our own strength, but we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So the strength and the grace that we need, please release unto us, that Your name might be glorified. Thank You, immortal God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So, for those that have not surrendered their lives to the Lord, I would really encourage you to do so. Trust me, it's one of the best life decisions you can make. It has certainly changed my life. It's changed the lives of many people I know. And we'll do the same for you. But again, I'm not a commitment extractor. I will encourage you to go listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. 254 and 287, they're salvation podcasts. Tells about why you need Jesus, talks about the cost of following Christ, because there is a cost. And then at the end of 254, you can say a prayer with me to surrender your lives to the Lord. So thank you for being with me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 403. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and bye for now. Shalom.